Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. We are well into the summer months now. The temperature is going up, and hard as it is to believe, all the kids in town are secretly starting to look forward to going back to school. This afternoon, CJ and Papa Chuck are on the road to make another delivery to another town deep in the heart of Wild Mountain.
Okay, next trip, I'm bringing a pillow to sit on.
Ouch.
Not a bad idea. This was supposed to be a shortcut. I've never been through here before. I had no idea the road would be this bad. Hang on!
Oh, that didn't sound good.
Wasn't it? Go ahead and get out. I gotta change a flat tire.
Can I have a drink?
Catch.
How can you have lived all your life in these mountains and never been on this road before?
It's a big mountain range, CJ.
It's weird here. There's no birds, not even any bugs. Pretty bad when a place is so crummy that bugs don't even come around. You should see this ravine. It's like a desert surrounded by mountains.
Stay off the edge, CJ.
I'll be careful. I wish I could fly. If I could fly, I'd only land to eat and sleep.
While CJ was standing on the edge of a sandy slope, pretending to fly, the sand under his boot moved. Before he had any idea what was happening, CJ was sliding down that sandy slope like he was sledding down a snowy hill.
CJ!
That sandy slope just kept going and going. There was nothing either of them could do except just wait and see where CJ stopped. That cub went all the way to the bottom of the ravine.
You okay?
I'm fine. I didn't think I'd ever stop. I'm coming up. This isn't gonna work. The sand just slides away. I'll never get up this way.
I don't see any other way out. Do you?
No. Cliffs. All around. Do you have a rope in the truck?
I do, but it's not nearly long enough. I'll have to go back to town and get more. A lot more.
Well, how long will that take?
I don't know. A couple of hours? Any other ideas?
I guess not.
You gonna be okay down there? Here, I'll send the canteen down. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Okay. Got it.
Back in town, Tiffany Rockler, the daughter of Mr. Rockler, the richest man in town, is doing what she has always done every day since she moved to Wildwood. She is checking for mail at the post office. Now, sure, the mail would be delivered to the hotel where she lives, but for the kind of letter Tiffany's waiting for, that would just be too long to wait.
Afternoon, Miss Tiffany.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mendelson. Anything today?
Well, let me take a look here. How many of these letters have you gotten since you've come to Wildwood?
Two. Just two.
Well, I'm sorry to say that... Now it's three.
I've got one? Oh, really?
Here you are, dearie. Enjoy.
Oh, thank you. Now, remember...
No one will ever hear about it from me. It's still our little secret.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mendelson.
Poor child. Hope it's good news.
Tiffany ran out of the post office with that letter pressed to her heart. She shot down the alley and found an old crate to sit on and examined the envelope like it was a piece of fine art.
She's in Morocco. Maybe we will live in Morocco. This is it. I know it. Now I will get out of this dirty little town. Oh. Tiffany, dearest, how are you? I'm fine. Still tired, but getting my strength back steadily.
As Tiffany read the letter, she first suspected, and then, even before she finished it, she knew it was not the letter she had hoped for.
I'm having ever such a difficult time getting settled here in the city. As much as I want to send for you, things are still in such a state of disarray, it would not be fair to bring you over now.
If Tiffany had had a building fall on her, it would not have hurt her as much. The fragile heart of this little cub was broken.
Mama, I want to be with you. Why can't I be with you? I am trapped. I am alone.
Tiffany!
Oh, my God.
Are you all right?
Marcia, leave me alone! Stop. Don't leave. No, I'm not all right. Finally, today, I get a letter from her. And she won't send for me.
Who won't?
My mother!
Oh, my. I'm so sorry.
I miss her so badly.
I know you do, Tiffany. It's okay.
We used to get up early in the morning and we would have tea on the veranda. Just talking. Nothing terribly important. You know, just girl talk. Sometimes on special days, she would make the most wonderful cookies.
Really? What kind?
A special kind. You've never heard of them. Chocolate crinkles.
With powdered sugar sprinkled on the top.
You've had them?
My mom and I make them, too. On special days. We love them.
I do, too. Oh, I would give anything to taste one right now.
Tiffany, we have something in common.
I guess we do.
You know, when my heart breaks, the best thing for me to do is to get together with my friends and share with them how I feel. And sometimes we go on a walk and look at the mountains and ocean and to see the beauty of it all. It helps me to know
that... She won't send for me. I am alone. I am completely alone. It'll be months now. Maybe another year, and I will have to stay here in this wretched little backwater train stop. How's that for sharing my feelings?
Don't you feel better now?
Oh, no.
Well, old CJ has been trying to make the best of a bad situation.
No, brother.
He's tried to make a sandcastle, but it was so dry the sand wouldn't stay where he put it.
I hate this place.
In exasperation, CJ spun around and sat on top of his failed sandcastle. As he did, he saw eyes. Lots of eyes staring at him from behind the rocks.
Oh boy, this is not good. This is not good at all.
Eyes belong to a bunch of the raggediest bunch of creatures you've ever seen. They very slowly came out from behind the rocks. They were about twice the size of a raccoon, but they're not raccoons. They looked sick and gaunt, and to tell you the truth, they looked like bones with too much skin on them. The other distinguishing thing about them is that each and every one of them had a round clay pot about the size of a pie plate, hanging round their necks from a string.
Are you dangerous?
Me? No. Are you?
Goodness, no. How did you get here?
I fell. Came sliding down from the road up there.
There's a road up there?
Yeah. One of those shortcuts you'd be better off not taking at all.
Shortcut? I've never heard of such a shortcut.
How do you get out of here?
We've never been out of here.
Ever?
Ever. We've been here for generations.
There is no way out.
Well, there will be in a couple of hours. Papa Chuck, my friend, is coming back with a long rope, and we can all climb out.
Climb out?
What the heck? Rope can climb way out.
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
No, Albert, it's 2 o'clock.
Finally.
It's 2 o'clock.
What happens at 2 o'clock?
It's time to drink water.
Why do you drink water at 2 o'clock?
It helps to ration it out.
So you don't have much water.
We don't. So we only drink at 9, 2, and 9 at night.
That was good.
Very good.
You're done? You couldn't have had more than a sip.
It's all we have.
Well, here, have some of mine.
What is that?
It's a canteen of water.
Is it full?
It sure is. Here, have some.
I've never seen anything like that.
I would like a drink.
Mortimer!
Mortimer!
It's okay. Here, hold out your jug.
Look at it. It's crystal clear.
That's enough, thank you. Oh, my. Oh, my. It isn't bitter or dirty.
I would like a drink.
Yancey.
Can I have some more, please?
There's plenty for everyone.
Tiffany has found her way home and into her very large bed. Her father's staff then did what they always do when Tiffany feels poorly. They sent for a doctor. Not Doc Lowell, mind you. A specialist from Frontera.
Well, Tiffany, you don't seem to have a fever.
I told you that myself.
Everything, temperature, heart rate, skin color, everything seems normal. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with you.
How can you say that? How can you stand there and tell me that I am fine?
Every patient I have ever had...
Did you go to medical school? I am not like every patient you've ever had. I'm not like any patient you've ever had. I am a Rockler. I am a category unto myself. You must be a fool. There most definitely is something wrong with me, and if you don't think so, then you're fired.
I stand corrected. There is clearly something wrong with you.
I should say so.
Keep this compress on your forehead and try to get some rest. I'll be back shortly.
Idiot. I can't rest. I am ill. I have a broken heart. How can I ever rest? I may never rest again. Oh, what is going on?
Ah, you must be Tiffany Rockler. I'm the doctor.
I didn't think you'd be here till tomorrow. Are you the specialist?
I should say so. And today, the specialist is having a 2-for-1 special. If I take out your tonsils, I'll take out your appendix for free.
What?
It was just a joke, sweetheart.
What is your name again?
Oh, yes. I'm Dr. Manchestinovich. Sit back. You look terrible.
Yes. Yes, I do. No one else thinks so, but I do.
What do they know? I'm a doctor, and I think you look terrible. I can say it with authority because I spent many years training at the doctor place.
Medical school?
Medical school, of course. Medical school. How could I... I'm going to need to give you some tests.
The nurse took my temperature.
Oh, yeah. A thermometer is fine for some things, but not for what you have.
What is that?
This is a solometer. Place this end here over your heart.
What does a solometer do?
Now sit very still while I look down deep into the... Oh, my goodness, this is terrible!
What?
My socks don't match! Oh, hate it when I do that.
What kind of a doctor are you?
Oh, my goodness. My dear, your soul. I've never seen anything like it before.
What is it?
I have never in my years of practice seen such a high level. My dear, you have foolish pride syndrome.
What?
It would seem that you've been gorging on shallow praise, possibly for years. Do you pressure or intimidate others into saying nice things about yourself?
No. Almost never. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Here, put this strap around your head. Good. Hold it there.
What will this do?
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Just as I thought. Would you look at this dial? Amazing. Amazing!
What is it?
You've got a terribly low level. And of course, that's what would have to happen with the foolish pride syndrome.
What?
You have almost no love levels.
That's not true. I have a lot of love. I love my mother and my father.
Of course you do, sweetheart. But this test tells us how much love you have coming in. The foolish pride syndrome is blocking the inflow of love. The very thing you need most, you're not getting. You're not letting others love you.
But I...
Oh, this is bad. This is the worst I've seen. Worst I ever heard of. Hey, I wonder if this could get me into a medical journal. This could be big.
Do you have medicine for me?
Why? Are you not well?
I have foolish pride syndrome and low love levels!
Yes, yes, of course. All that to say that your soul is very sick. You don't need medicine for that.
You said it is serious.
I'd say it's critical. But medicine won't do you any good for this. It's quite simple, really. God has a lot of healing planned for you. Cause, as I mentioned before, you really are a mess.
Okay, I got that.
Yes, well, you need to have some things healed first, before deep healing can begin. The first thing God wants to heal you of is loneliness.
Yes. I could use some of that.
Well, for that to be healed, you need to give up your foolish pride.
Okay, how? How do I get that fixed?
You don't fix it. You get rid of it. Let it go, sweetheart. Quit protecting yourself by being mean all the time. Let others get to know who you truly are. You need to find a friend or friends that you can tell your thoughts and fears to.
I can't do that.
Why not?
If people really knew who I was on the inside, they would...
Not like you?
Well, yes.
Sweetheart, that's happening anyway, isn't it?
But it's on my terms. It feels... It's just safer to just... be mean.
That's why your soul is shriveling up inside. Some will decide they don't like you, but some will. God has a gift here for you, but you have to take it. He has good friends out there just waiting. I know he does.
Do you really know?
Of course I know. I'm a doctor. I think I know everything. You have to be open with your friends and let them know you. God will use them to be the start of your healing. To not accept this gift from God would be... What's the medical term? Nuts! You'd have to be nuts not to accept this healing. You cannot get better until you humble yourself and let others know you.
I need to let others know me?
Your foolish pride is making you sick. It's a prison you've made for yourself. It feels safe, but God has better for you. He has freedom for you, healing. You must get rid of this foolish pride. You must, at all cost, no matter how scary it may feel, you must let it go.
Tiffany, are you asleep? What are we talking about?
I just... Oh, I had the strangest...
Well, I just wanted to see how you were doing, and I wanted to invite you over to my house tonight for a cookie party. The whole club will be there. Well, it's nothing fancy like you're used to, but we'll bake chocolate crinkles and sugar cookies, and we'll just have fun. You know, just friends.
Really? What? Do you all just... what do you do at one of these little get-togethers?
Well, we just, we play and bake and eat and tell stories and talk. You know, normal stuff.
I've never been to a party like that. What will I talk about?
Well, like what you did today and what you like and what you think about school and church and stuff. You know, just be yourself.
What do I wear?
Just normal play stuff.
Marcia.
Oh, yeah. An old pair of overalls.
Overalls?
Or whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's what I need to do. Yeah, humble myself. Be myself. In overalls, no less. I'd be happy to come to your cookie party.
I have never tasted anything so good.
Wonderful. I can't remember the last time I wasn't thirsty.
You're kidding.
Well, we best get back to the falls.
The falls? You have a waterfall?
Yes. It is our source of water. Hope Falls. We've counted on it generation after generation. You can put some water back in your canteen. Follow me.
Well, CJ followed that little group of creatures to the source of their very survival. Hope Falls.
This is it? This is Hope Falls?
Yes, it is. Here, let me run some water back into your canteen.
It seems kind of brown.
Yes, this time of year it gets like that. It's bitter at first, but you get used to it.
You all need to climb out with me. About a mile south is a lake, and you can drink all you want and swim, and even splash around till you're tired. Then you can nap on the grass, wake up, and start all over.
What's a lake?
What's swim?
Anybody ever heard of a lake before?
I don't know.
You just have to believe me. This is not the way you have to live. Any time now, a rope will come down, and you can all come up with me.
We would never leave Hope Falls. It is the only thing we can trust. We must drink every few hours, or we will die.
You won't die, because there is a lake up there. I don't want to be rude or anything, but you all seem like you are not very healthy. You haven't had enough to drink, ever. And your Hope Falls? It's a dirty little trickle of bitter water.
Somebody say that.
CJ, here comes the rope.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Miss Tiffany, how are you feeling?
Better. Much better, Nurse. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Nurse Hammondtree.
I'm feeling entirely better, Nurse Hammondtree.
Wonderful. I was told to bring you up this pair of overalls. That can't be right, can it?
These are new. I asked for old worn overalls. Oh well, no matter. I guess I'll get them worn out myself.
What are they for, may I ask?
A party. A cookie party.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yes, I think it will be.
What do you do at a cookie party?
Well, we bake.
Well, that makes sense.
And eat.
Of course you'd have to.
And you talk about things. Things about how you think and you feel.
Really?
Yes. It's part of making friends. Allowing yourself to be known.
Yes, it is. You do that?
Sure. Why?
Well, I'm just a little surprised. I thought you were a category unto yourself, sweetie. You said that before.
I did, didn't I? That's a pretty wretched thing to say.
Well, yes, but you weren't feeling well.
But I have said things like that before. Hundreds of times. In 1,000 different ways.
Well, I'm sure your friends know that you didn't mean it, or they wouldn't. I'm just going to go down the hall for a minute. I'll be right back to give you your afternoon medications.
So now I'm just going to walk into Marcia's cookie party wearing overalls and having a really swell time. Maybe we can sit around and tell stories of all the stupid, selfish things I've said. I will need to tell them that I know what I'm like. I'll need to ask them to forgive me. I will be groveling to be accepted by third graders at a cookie party, all the while wearing overalls. What was I thinking? I am such a fool.
CJ, are you down there?
I'm here, Papa Chuck. I've got some others that'll be coming up, too.
No, there is not. No one is going with you.
Maybe we should send someone to see.
No, I will not send anyone to their death.
You're not thinking about this clearly. There is a whole world out there. Trees, grass-covered hills, lakes and streams. You think it is safe to stay here, but this place, even your Hope Falls, is a prison.
How dare you? Hope Falls has kept us alive for generations. How dare you call it a prison?
Albert, think about it. There's evidence that he's telling the truth. He had more water and better water than any of us has ever seen. He gave it all to us, knowing he could just get more from his lake. And look at him. He's big and healthy and has clearly had enough water to drink for a very long time. The only thing that would keep us down here is our fear.
According to this creature, this strange creature, whatever he is, just what are you anyway?
What am I? Well, I'm a bear cub. A brown bear cub. What's wrong?
We are brown bears, too.
You're kidding.
Don't listen to him. He's lying.
I am not.
Look at us. We are sick and shriveled, and we should look like him. We have a good thing in front of us. And why are we hesitating? Because we're afraid.
What are you doing?
I'm going up.
Good for you.
You can't leave Hope Falls.
It's going to be a hard climb, but I'm right behind you. I won't let you fall.
Stop.
My water jug is getting in the way. I can't make it.
You don't need it anymore. Get rid of it. You have to let it go.
Cannonball!
Look out!
These are delicious. Why have I never had one of these before?
More. I need more. Crinkles?
Chocolate crinkles. Whoa, I love the sugar cookies, but I adore the chocolate crinkles. What's better, to love or to adore? Oh, I can put a sugar cookie between two chocolate crinkles to make the best cookie in the entire universe.
Goose, you crack me up.
So, finish, CJ, then what happened?
Well, they splashed around for hours until they were exhausted. Now they're trying to talk the others into coming out of the ravine.
You mean some wouldn't come out?
I know it sounds crazy. Some of them are so afraid, they would rather live with a crummy safe thing instead of have a great new thing.
That's like not wanting to get out of prison.
I know, that's what I said.
So, where's Tiffany?
That's just what I was thinking.
I thought this party was for her.
Well, it's supposed to be. I guess she had something come up. Dumb question time!
Oh, all right, dumb question time.
Okay, Goose, what is it this time?
What is the happiest memory you have where cookies were involved?
Cookies?
Okay, I'll go first.
Well, Tiffany's cookie party was a resounding success. They laughed, ate chocolate crinkles, and got to know each other a little better than before. But because she was just too afraid to humble herself and come, they did it all without Tiffany, the one who needed it the most.
Road on my own.
because when I let it go, God will take good care of me. He knows exactly what I need. He told me so. I'm gonna let it go. My hurt, my fear, my foolish pride. Oh, why should I keep trying to hide when He wants to set me free? So I'll let it go because I know He will not let go.
Let It Go, Let It Go, Let It Go was written and directed by David Carl. The song, Let It Go, was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.